This is your Be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to trust God's indirect path. Recently, we've been talking about keeping our expectations high in 2021, even if the start of 2021 feels a lot like 2020. Sometimes at the beginning of a new year or a new season, the biggest issue for me is determining which path to take. But once I choose a path, I expect my path to take me directly from point A to point B. When my path isn't so straightforward, I can feel as though I chose the wrong path. What I have learned over the years is that when God is guiding you, His path is rarely direct. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about when the Israelites fled Egypt after being enslaved for more than 400 years. God guided them out of Egypt, but He didn't take them on a logical path from point A to point B. Instead, He led them on a more scenic route that took them right between the wilderness and the Red Sea. And then just when it seemed as though they had nowhere else to go, God instructed Moses to hold his staff over the Red Sea, and a path opened up for the Israelites. Through this story, we see that God's path for us appears to zigzag sometimes, seemingly without reason. Yet this is the only way that His awesome power is revealed in our lives in the end. If the path you're on seemed to zigzag in 2020 and is still zigzagging in 2021, remember these words: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, and He will make straight your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Booster Blessings and subscribe to the Booster Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. Today, trust your indirect path.